AMZ Lines. In local news, 1 year after the implementation of Queensland's coercive control laws, the impact is not yet clear. One victim called the police to make a report on her ex-partner's coercive behaviour, and after getting through to an officer, she was told that, quote, no one has been convinced because coercive control is too hard to prove. The laws came into effect in May last year and are designed to ensure victims can report a pattern on behaviour in both current and former relationships, including financial abuse, tracking, monitoring and humiliation. This law is not retroactively applied in Queensland, so only applies to behaviour presented after May 26, 2025. The Queensland Police Union said that while they are supportive on the coercive control legislation, they have not been any extra sources invested to assist the service with executing the laws. On top of this, CEO of the Domestic Violence Action Centre, Ami Carrington, has said that there's been a growing number of people reaching out to the service who were later assessed to have been the perpetrator rather than the victim. She also reassures that, quote, it's still early days, so we're still waiting and watching to see what the full impacts of the law changes are.
Another one in local news, Mount Isa City Council is forced into a last resort recovery process as more than $1 million in unpaid rates has built up across the properties in the shadow of the one of the Australia's richest mining operations. Nearly 50 properties have been left abandoned for years and could soon go under the hammer. During the COVID period, many councils slowed the debt recovery process. The backlog is only now being worked through. A large sum of money remained uncollected. The council has begun legal proceedings against the 48 properties. Councils in Queensland can sell properties when rates have been in arrears for 3 years or more. Mount Isa City Council CEO Tim Rowe said the affected properties were predominantly residential but also included commercial sites.
In national news, former oil and gas industry leaders, including senior executives from BP and Shell, are warning the government that Australians risk ongoing price shocks and higher costs if it prioritises fossil fuel development in response to the global energy crisis. 16 ex-executives and professionals have urged the government to reject calls for fast-tracked gas and coal extraction, arguing it would do nothing to improve the nation's liquid fuel supply. Potential oil reserves highlighted, such as the Taroom Trough, are stated to offer less than a year of supply even if fully exploited. They said Australia should back policies that, quote, accelerate renewable energy deployment, modernise the grid and support large-scale electrification to minimise reliance on oil. This intervention comes as the federal government considers expanding support to ensure fuel supplies in the upcoming budget, and the federal coalition and gas lobby calling for faster approvals for fossil fuel projects.
More in national news, the private school called the Friends School in Tasmania is facing criticism after female students were recognised in deepfake images. 21 girls were found as the subject of sexual deepfake pornographics created by a group of male students, where the images were shared in a group chat. Since the incident, 5 boys have been removed from the school, however remain without charges. Parents have since complained and expressed concern over how the school is handling the situation, with one parent stating, quote, I was advised by the school that the majority of parents had chosen not to inform their children that they had been identified, and this was considered to be in the best interests of the students. The principal of the school responded, stating that, quote, at no time have the families been advised or encouraged to withhold information from their child, nor to prevent their child from speaking with trusted adults.
In international news, in Vanuatu, the coconut rhinoceros beetle has spread through the archipelago. While it was discovered in 2019, it was only declared an established pest recently, despite attempts to contain and eradicate them. Italio Barrara, the coconut specialist of the Vanuatu Agricultural Department, says the beetle has devastated coconut plantations near Port Vila on F8 Island, where it was first found. Authorities and farmers are now working to stop its spread on Santo Island, the centre of the coconut industry and copra, the dried meat of the coconut, primarily used to extract oil, and its production.
For your weather today, Brisbane is 22 degrees and feel like it too. It's currently showering and a 71% chance of humidity and 51% cloud cover. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
I want to be a little goblin, no care in my life.